Psalm 69. To the chief musician upon Shoshananim. A Psalm of David. Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire, where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gate speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me, in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord, better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this, and shall be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord heareth the poor, and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas, and everything that moveth therein. For God will save Zion, and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there, and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. The Lord is faithful and true. Are you sinking in the mire? Are the waters going over your head? Have people turned against you? Do they misunderstand your intentions? Are you being persecuted and forsaken for standing up for the truth? Well, understand that the Lord sees and He knows. David went through it, and God delivered him time and time again. And even our Lord Jesus Himself went through it. He bore reproach and shame for just speaking the truth of His Father. He became a stranger to His own brethren because the zeal of His Father's house ate Him up. And so those who reproached God turned and began to reproach Him. He wept for His people. He fasted and wept for Jerusalem to repent and humble themselves and forsake their pride and their honor and their ways and to be gathered unto Him. But they would have none of it. Instead, they continued to speak against Him and to mock and reproach Him. They dishonored the Holy One of Israel and despised their own Messiah. And yet, Jesus prayed for them. He wept for them. His heart was broken for them. He was despised and rejected of men, and forsaken of all. The only one He had left was His Father in heaven. Hear me, O Lord, for Thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of Thy tender mercies, and hide not Thy face from Thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. But they gave Him gall for His meat, and in His thirst they gave Him vinegar to drink. They rewarded Him evil for good, and so their table became a snare. And that which should have been for their welfare became a trap. And so their eyes were darkened that they could not see. And God brought His wrath upon that evil generation and smote Jerusalem and their temple down to the ground and scattered them to the ends of the earth. And just as the Scripture foretold, their habitation became desolate. And for nearly 2,000 years, none dwelt in their tents. That rebellious generation never came into Christ's righteousness. But they were blotted out of the book of life, never to be written with the righteous. So let us lay this to heart. Let us remain poor and humble. Let us seek for the Lord's salvation only. Let us praise His name and magnify Him with thanksgiving. For the Lord heareth the poor, and despiseth not His prisoners. And this also shall please the Lord, better than an ox or a bullock. And the humble shall see this and be glad. And those who seek God, their hearts shall live forever. But let us also know that those who despise Him and do despite to His grace, those who reproach and mock His open hand, those who despise His humility and brokenness shall be put out into outer darkness. But for those who fear His name and love His Son, let us know that God will save Zion. And He will build the cities of Judah again, so that His people will be able to dwell there and have it in possession. The seed also of His servants shall inherit it, and they that love His name shall dwell therein. Hallelujah! We shall dwell in the New Jerusalem with him forever and ever. Psalm 69.